You asked, we answered. Many of you have asked that each show on the Man of God Network be transitioned to its own RSS feed on iTunes or the podcast app that you use. We've heard your request. Each show on the Man of God Network is now available on its own unique RSS feed. This makes it easier to search for previous episodes, yet all of our shows are still connected on one channel. You can find this by searching the Man of God by CBT Seminary channel on iTunes. If you've enjoyed our content, please consider subscribing to each show on the Man of God Network channel as we move content over. And thanks for listening to the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary.
You are listening to Particular Pilgrims, stories from Reformed Baptist history with commentary. I'm your host, Ron Miller, pastor of Covenant Baptist Church of Clarksville, Tennessee, and a longtime student and collector of Particular Baptist history. We're on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. Obadiah Holmes was not a university-trained pastor. He couldn't read Greek or Hebrew or Latin. Indeed, he may not have read English well or at all until he was about 40 years old. But he was a genuinely converted man, graced and gifted, to courageously stand for Christ in his day and pastor a church for several decades. So that makes his few writings of special interest, at least in my mind. They are not the production of a scholar. Instead, they are the late-in-life sincere concerns of a spiritually minded man that in many ways was common. And so I'd like to read from them to you. I'll update a few words and shorten his seemingly eternal run-on sentences, but I hope your heart will appreciate his heart and get to know a man we'll meet again one day. Since I have quoted from his autobiographical notes already, let me read some of what he entitled Of My Faith. This is his creed and was written when he was about 75 years old. After an introduction, there are 35 numbered confessional statements. It won't sound like the 1677 confession because Holmes wrote his before then, and he arrived in New England before the 1644 was published, so he had no easy access to that. This is very much his personal faith, and yet it is clearly particular, that is, Calvinistic, covenantal, and Baptistic. He begins with the basis of his hope. He says this, "The hope that I have is grounded only upon the decreed purpose and counsel of God before man was. God alone appointed and determined what should come to pass in his appointed time. Of himself and by his might of wisdom and abundant love, he brought forth life and immortality into light by Jesus Christ, and laid the iniquity of man upon him, yea, of all men that are to be saved. By his death and his death alone comes my hope of eternal life through him, so that I rest in hope while I suffer under many foul temptations and alterations in this present evil world." He goes on, "I was by nature a child of wrath as much as others, and by actual transgression added sin to sin, as my conscience and others did know. But God had mercy for me in store when I neither deserved it nor desired it. For he knows who are his, and the elect shall obtain it forever. Blessed be his holy name, to whom be glory forever. Amen." He then begins the numbered statements of his confession. And of course, he begins with God and man and the fall. Here's what he says. "Now in this faith or belief I stand, not doubting, but it is the faith of God's elect, for he knows who are his, and the elect shall obtain it. First, I believe there is one essence or being, even one God, who made heaven and earth, the waters and all things therein contained, who by his own divine power governs all things by the same word of his power, and has appointed life and death to men and bounded their habitations, whose providence extends to the least creature and actions. Secondly, he says, I believe this God is Father to one Lord Jesus Christ, and in a special understanding may be distinguished as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet but one in essence. I believe that as God made the world, so by his word he made man in his own image, without sin, and gave him a most excellent place and being, giving him commandments, what he should do and what he should forbear. But through the malice of Satan working with his wife, he was deceived. For she did eat and gave her husband, and he did eat, which was the first cause of the curse to him, and reached to all his posterity, by which came natural death and eternal death. Next, beginning in number 7, he explains the Old and New Covenants. I believe that with this people, and he's referring to Israel, he made a choice covenant to be their God and they to be his people, which covenant they broke. Though he was a father to them and was grieved for them, yet not only did he give them his laws, but sent his prophets early and late, but they would not hear. And in the fullness of time he sent his only son, but as they had abused his prophets, so they killed his only son. I believe that God in his Son made a new covenant, a sure, everlasting covenant, not like he had made with Israel, of which Moses, that faithful servant, was mediator, but a covenant of grace and peace through his only Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I believe that all those that are in this covenant of grace shall never fall away nor perish, but shall have life in the Prince of Life, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that no man can come to the Son, but they that are drawn by the Father to him. And they that come, he will no wise cast out. Clearly he believes in the perfect security found in the new covenant by faith. Listen now to what he says about the person and work of Christ, beginning at point 12. I believe that by the shedding of his precious blood is my redemption, and not mine only, but all that are or shall be saved. I believe that as he is God, so was he man, for he did not take the nature of angels, but the nature of Abraham. I believe that God has laid the iniquity of all his elect and called ones upon him. I believe that the Father is fully satisfied, and the debt is truly paid to the utmost farthing, and the poor sinner is quit and set free from all sin, past, present, and to come. I believe the Holy Scriptures, which testify of Christ in dark shadows and types, and all that was written of Christ in the prophets and Psalms, and that he was born of a virgin at Bethlehem and came to his own, and they received him not. I believe he was put to death and hanged upon a tree called the cross, and was buried, and the third day rose again, according to the Scriptures, and appeared to many, as is witnessed in the Scriptures. I believe he ascended to his Father and sits at his right hand, having made request for his. Holmes believed in the free offer of the gospel, and even in the usefulness of the Christian ministry. He says, beginning at point 22, I believe none has power to choose salvation or to believe in Christ, for life is the gift only of God. I believe that although God can bring men to Christ and cause them to believe in him for life, yet he has appointed an ordinary way to effect that great work of faith, which is by means of sending a ministry into the world to publish repentance to the sinner and salvation, and that by Jesus Christ. They that are faithful shall save their own souls and some that hear them. I believe that they that are sent of God are not to declare a mission of their own brain, but as it is in the Scripture of truth, for holy men wrote them as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. I believe that the precious gift of the Spirit's teaching was procured by Christ's ascension and given to men, begetting of souls to the truth, and for the establishment and consolations of those that are turned to the Lord. For none shall pluck them out of his Father's hands. He is greater than all. Here are his beliefs about the Christian ministry, and you can tell that these were things that he wrestled with in his life. Beginning at point 26, I believe that no man is to rush into the ministry without a special call from God, even as the gospel ministers had of old. This was the call of the Holy Spirit with some talent or talents to declare the counsel of God to poor sinners, declaring the grace of God through Jesus Christ even to those that are yet in the power of Satan, yea, to bring glad tidings by and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that this ministry is to go forth, and he that has received grace with a talent or talents, as he has received freely of the Lord, so he is freely to give, looking for nothing to gain but the promise of the Lord. Hear what he says about biblical baptism. Point 32. I believe that the true baptism of the gospel is a visible believer with his own consent being baptized in common water by dipping, or, as it were, drowned, to hold forth death, burial, resurrection by a messenger of Jesus into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you see how rich that is? Every phrase has details that had to be worked out even at this early time. And now listen to his eschatology. I believe the promise of the Father concerning the return of Israel and Judah and the coming of the Lord to raise up the dead in Christ and to change them that are alive, that they may reign with him 1,000 years according to the Scriptures. I believe the resurrection of the wicked to receive their just judgment. Go, ye cursed, to the devil and his angels forever. I believe as eternal judgment to the wicked, so I believe the glorious declaration of the Lord, saying, Come, ye blessed of my Father, enter into the joy of your Lord, which joy eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Neither can it enter into the heart to conceive the glory that God has prepared for them that love and wait for his appearance. Wherefore, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. He then ends with this. For this faith and profession I stand, and have sealed the same with my blood at Boston, in New England, and hope through the strength of my Lord to be able to witness the same to death. Well, this indeed is a brother and a partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus. Thank you for listening today. This is Ron the Baptist, wishing you grace and peace. Thank you.